Talk Live, 855-453. Those are the SACL. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can give us a call and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Look, I got the microphones on for everybody at that point. That's good stuff.
Yay, good
wow.
job.
855-453.
How long have you been doing this?
Like just over 10 years. You know, I haven't been on this side of the microphone for nearly that long. Usually I just kind of did color commentary for my business partner, Ian.
Color commentary. I like the way you put that.
That's really what it is. Just sit over there and tell him he's wrong.
Yeah.
855-453. And you can call in and tell us how we're wrong, if that's what you want to do. And
no, they can't.
They can
good, Brian.
In.
That's
well,
how
they
it's
can
done.
Call in, but I mean, they can't tell me I'm wrong.
Let's see how this works. I'm going to try to take a Skype call here from Benjamin in California. Benjamin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
All's well.
I want to discuss how the damage I see that religion causes most frequently. I grew up in a fairly religious household. My father served a mission for the Mormon Church in Sweden, and my parents met at BYU. Mm. I went to church all of my early life. But I, from very early age, kind of rejected belief in God as magic.
Now, you are also an Eagle Scout, or were, or whatever. I don't know how whether one still continues. I don't know whether there's Marine, whether you're always one or not.
It is that, but I actually was a Life Scout. My brother was an Eagle Scout.
What's the difference between a Life Scout and an Eagle Scout?
A Life Scout is just below an Eagle Scout.
All right, I was not aware of that.
As far as ranking, I had done everything to be an Eagle Scout, but I changed troops so often I lost all that. But
gotcha.
Neither here nor there.
Well, very common with Mormons, right? Isn't Mormonism like really linked with Boy Scouts?
Oh, very big into Boy Scouting, and okay. I lived on a military base, so they had their own troops, so I was going back
wow.
and forth
wow.
between all sorts of stuff.
Was not aware of that. All right.
Yeah. So I don't see a lot of damage being directly caused by religion on a frequent basis, but when I first moved out of my house, I saw a lot of peers, people my own age, who had actually left their house. And because they had grown up on religion, they had and belief in God and all that, they had no moral center. They had no principles that they lived by. So as soon as they got out of their house and they weren't forced to go to church anymore or live by their parents' rules,
the drinking started.
They kind of took on a little bit of nihilism of anything goes.
Yeah.
Kind of mentality.
Isn't that what you said happened to you, Mark?
Yeah, that was totally what happened for me. But, you know, I rejected the ideas of religion. And I think that there's different personalities. I think it's obvious to say that people have different personalities. And for me, I just had that kind of personality that if you, you know, hand me an abstract idea that I'm going to, and tell me that this is so, that I'm just going to believe that that's so. And that, you know, when you, so, you know, I was not, I was just not able to, at some point or another, continue justifying Christianity as it was presented to me, as true. And so when I decided that it wasn't true, and the only thing that was keeping me being moral was a threat of hell, because frankly, that's it. In Christianity, the only thing is all you've got is the stick. You really don't get the carrot when it comes to morality, because they don't tell you, look, at least in my experience, in the Christian schools I went to, and I went to Christian school from kindergarten through eighth grade, the Sunday I taught Sunday school, I was in Sunday school, you know, every single day, religion. I wasn't taught that morality is in and of itself it's a thing that works. It's a thing that it's a reward. You're going to have a better life if you act morally. I was never just if I was told that, I wasn't told it enough to counteract the watch out, you're going to hell conversation.
Right.
Go ahead, Benjamin.
So I see a lot of people who are quote unquote religious, mostly using their religiosity as kind of a social group,
and it's perfect for that. I mean, I think that there's been an argument, and I think that it's very valid that if there was no such thing as a religion, we'd have to create one. That these are. Are you okay? Did you break a glass?
I'm fine.
Okay.
We heard sounds.
That you would have to create a religion in order to, say, you know, in an agrarian society, to get the family off the farm so that you can get your girls presented to the boys, or vice versa, so that they can start mating and having a social structure.
Why would you have to create a religion for that? Why couldn't you just have some social events?
Because that doesn't drive people in the same way?
Oh, I disagree.
the arguments have been made, and I think that it's an interesting one.
There would certainly be some sort of social structure, some sort of reasoning.
I'm going to turn on the atheist here real quick. Now, Stephanie, there's, you'd have to admit that sort of historically that some large percentage, probably beginning with a 9 of people, and I think a very large percentage, probably triple digits beginning with a 1 of societies, have all had religion present. That somehow the human beast, the primate that is Homo sapien, is evolved to believe in some kind of supernatural being.
Well, we can wish it was true all we want, or we can be, quote, evolved to do something, but that doesn't mean it's true.
I guess all I'm saying is that...
Yeah, it's common, but that's all you've shown me.
Yeah,
you haven't shown me that it's true.
Common.
Well, Mark, I would say that there's an actual evolutionary reason why people develop mystical thinking.
Right.
And that is, imagine two bunny rabbits out on the plains, and one hears a rustling in the grass and thinks there's a tiger hunting them, and another one says, no, it's just the wind blowing the grass. The one
you have no proof that that is a tiger.
Right. The one that falsely believes is more likely
the obligation that that's a tiger is upon you to prove.
Okay, extraordinary claims from prior extraordinary evidence.
Exactly.
Where do tigers and rabbits live together anyway?
Wherever tigers are, I'm sure.
Sorry, Benjamin.
So the whole idea is that there are probably evolutionary reasons why people develop this pattern-seeking behavior and developing this mystical thinking.
Benjamin, I'd like to be a contrarian here and just say that I think that there might be reasons why it was not evolutionarily beneficial to develop magical thinking, and here's why. Because humans really needed to have a very firm grip on reality to do things like hunt and survive and take care of themselves in a basically a hunter-gatherer society, which most of our evolution was in that state. And so to be constantly thinking that maybe one's success at hunting depended on how hard we prayed, or that mystical beings were controlling the weather, that might not be beneficial as life skills, because it would sort of take you out of reality, right? Out of the things that you can observe and say, okay, well, I see these tracks here, you know, I can use science to basically track this animal. If you say, well, it's up to God whether I eat today, then that's probably not going to serve you well. Does that make sense?
I completely agree. I was just offering that as an explanation for why it might exist.
I think it was mushrooms.
Psilocybic mushrooms?
Yeah,
I think it's an interesting theory that psilocybic mushrooms introduced abstract thought into hominids.
Here we go.
That would create the belief in the supernatural, because you just suddenly start seeing purple things swirling around or whatever.
It happens today. We know a lot of people who have said, hey, I did this drug and now I'm spiritual.
Well, I think both of these arguments are... I think both of these arguments are valid in and of themselves. Like, I think your argument and Benjamin's argument are both sound, and I think that people are both of these things at the same time. Now, I'm going to use the term objectivist here in the way that I understand objectivist. An objectivist looks at reality as it exists, and existence exists. And whereas a spiritual person, you know, believes that there's supernatural forces. I think that people can believe both of these things, operate the same way inside of their lives and use these things, and it's amazing how people are fluid and can pass between these two states.
How could a person simultaneously hold the belief that existence exists, reality is reality, and it's objective independently of how we perceive it, and also hold the belief that there are certain things that happen outside of the rules of reality?
Because of chaos. Because, you know, every person who's entered into hand-to-hand combat understands that, you can fight the same person on a different day and win one day and lose the next. And
so sometimes reality is real and sometimes it's not?
No, because there's luck, or, you know, whatever term you want to use.
Luck says nothing to
probability.
Gravity.
Yeah.
Let me come back and bring this back. Benjamin, you want to come back? Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at HVExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or HVExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Hey, leave us a call. Talk about whatever is on your mind. It has been an off-the-rails night here on Free Talk Live, all over the board. responsibilities of parents to now we're talking about the damage that religion has done to some people in their lives, benefits, you know, things like that.
We even talked about Spider-Man.
We did talk about, we managed to slip in Spider-Man and the Hulk and Superman. If you've considered getting storable, I don't have a segue, by the way, into storable food from the Hulk. So
if the Hulk ruins your town,
right, you need to have storable food. If a rampaging green rage monster came through your town and destroyed everything, you'd need to have some storable food, because who knows how long it would take to get the water back on.
Yeah.
And these kind of things, you need to
be
prepared.
He would just eat everything, except he wouldn't be able to get into your bunker where you
don't see the Hulk eating a lot of stuff. You know, he just basically goes in, smashes other large creatures that then smash more things. But the best way to get storable food, the best way to get the best storable food is to go to food.freetalklive.com, because there we have 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food. It's the Legacy Premium brand, which we've coupled with there, to bring you meals for less than $1.50 a meal. These are great meals that you can get for $1.50 a piece. Where are you going to get a meal for $1.50? I mean, this is on average half of what their competition has their meals at, which still $3 a meal is still quite good to consider. But, you know, this is the best. And different than their competition, the Legacy Premium brand includes an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. This is not exactly common in the stored food arena. And if you want food to last for 25 years, as they all will claim, you need to be prepared with a well-sealed package with an oxygen absorber in it.
Yeah, 25 years later, when your food didn't last, what are you going to do? Call them for a refund?
I mean, chances are good if the Hulk's smashing up towns that they're not going to, you know, that whatever this other company was that sold you storable food isn't going to be able to make good on it. So they've got vegetarian and gluten-free options for vegetarian Hulks. They are the best in price.
That's an oxymoron. I
don't even know where I'm going with this. In price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on every order.
That's how he stays green.
That's right. Maybe he's using photosynthesis.
Hmm.
Anyway, food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart there. That's what I found to be particularly motivating, is when I got to see the comparisons at food.freetalklive.com. Great deals on storable food there. Let's go back to Benjamin calling from California. Benjamin, the conversation, we were discussing whether or not religion, clearly religions exist from an evolutionary standpoint, that the vast majority of people, and I think 100%, I've never heard of a society that didn't have some kind of religion.
I don't think that's clear, but go ahead.
Can you tell me one?
A society that didn't have one?
Yeah, didn't have a religion? I've never heard of one.
Okay, well, I guess if you're judging civilizations from, say, Sumeria up, no, I don't know of one.
Yeah, and we wouldn't really know anything before that, right? I mean, like,
I guess you could say, well, China, but their religion is the state.
Yeah, we don't know about any before that, because another religion burned all the records.
Yeah. So are you talking about
the Library of Alexandria?
Boy, I'm mad at
that.
Mad about that one.
Right. The Library of Alexandria, actually, a guy named Berossus wrote a book that went back 100,000 years in history that he knew.
It's crazy. How could he possibly research that?
Well, I'd like to know, but somebody burnt down the Library of Alexandria.
Indeed. Benjamin?
No, I'm still very angry about the Library of Alexandria.
Thank you. I'm not the only one.
So I think religion causes a lot of damage, but I don't think it's a lot of that damage is the type that most people point to. I think a lot of it is, like, as you've experienced, Mark, in the being taught these fanciful, mystical, magical stories, and then when you reach an age where you're able to reject it, you end up throwing out everything, including, for lack of a better term, you know, moral behavior, you know, the don't hit, don't steal, all that kind of stuff, because you're like, well, it's all hokum. It's all silly. It's all ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking in about this situation. There's all these people talking about assault weapons out there. I should just carry around a jawbone of an ass with me, because I mean, Samson must have slew thousands of Philistines with a jawbone of an ass. I mean, compared to how many times have you seen one person kill 1,000 people with a with an automatic weapon? I mean, this is where it's at: is jawbones of asses.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. Don't think I don't have one in my car right now.
Are you allowed to carry one of those?
Well, it's not listed specifically in the New Hampshire statute, so yes, I can have the jawbone of an ass. I'm going to look that up on eBay, jawbones of asses. Brian,
I see the jawbone of an ant.
It's moving right now.
Yeah. So
Benjamin, what do you think that people point to instead of the effects of basically religion on people's sense of morality? What do you think they focus on?
Well, things like look at the Westboro Baptist Church, how it causes them to be bigots and homophobes. You know, a lot of those aspects of religion, getting people to do immoral things. But I think where it's most damaging is when people end up rejecting religion altogether, but then they're left with nothing. I work with a woman who is kind of religious, kind of not, and I try to explain to her that it's not enough to teach your kids, being an atheist or whatever, that kind of stuff. But you have to teach them, you still have to teach them principles, because we have these discussions on a fairly regular basis. And I keep trying to explain how, no, you still need to teach your kids principles to live by, just don't base them on magic.
You know, this is what I try to get across to religious people, people sort of mainstream religions. I'm not going to, on this show, undo whatever brainwashing has occurred, and I'm sure I've got my own brainwashing, too. I'm not trying to use it in a disparaging fashion. I just mean a story that's repeated over and over again. I'm not going to undo those things for those people, and I don't want people to think in a homogenous fashion. I want people to think differently. But I've got to say, that what I found most damaging about religion was this story of hell, and probably at the crux of it, not just the story of hell, but the fact that I wasn't given anything else, that not just I've got to act good, otherwise I'll go to the bad place. It's also that if you don't act good, then other people aren't going to treat you as well. You're not going to get the good jobs. You're not going to be trusted. All these other things that go along with it. I think that, to me, fundamentally is the largest failing of Christianity. I'm not familiar with the other religions in this area and how they use negative reinforcement.
I don't know. The hell thing wasn't like what struck me first was that that throughout history, there were people who didn't do anything wrong, mm-hmm. or at least they didn't aggress on anyone. And yet God found it fitting for them to die. And that struck me long before, like, hell, the principle of hell.
Do you mean death as in a physical death or death as in a spiritual death like hell?
No, as in, like, a physical, as in, like, okay, you can go kill the people of Jericho because okay. They're where I want you to be.
I've heard people make arguments there that what was that the folks that the Romans fought, the Carthaginians, that they were basically part of this Carthaginian empire that sacrificed children, so therefore they deserve to die. And I've heard people use that argument. I've never found it very motivating though.
Yeah, but that's
so
just
we
one
should
case
judge people
of
as
many.
Groups, not individuals.
855-450-FREE. Benjamin, thanks for the call. Free Talk Live.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds,
water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. And I just want to tell you real quick about the Mortgage Minute guy. A lot of people don't really understand mortgages when they sign up and, you know, how they work. But mortgages have a principal aspect and an interest aspect. So when you're making a payment, oftentimes the interest, every time just about, the interest is front-loaded on the loan. So that if you, for instance, sell the house or something like that, the bank has gotten, you know, most of your payment has come in the form of interest as opposed to towards the principal itself. So, you know, there are some advantages to getting, you know, we were told that the 30-year fixed rate mortgage is the premium. It's the gold standard of loans. But, you know, maybe that's not true. Think about this for a second. With a 30-year loan on your first payment, 35% is going to principal. That means 65% is going to interest. In order to break even on the loan, just be making 50-50 principal to interest, you have to wait 10 and a half years. On a 20-year loan, it's basically from the beginning. On a 15-year loan, your first payment is 59% towards principal. So, you know, it's worth a consideration. You can get your home paid off much more quickly with a 15 or 20 year fix. They even have 10 year fixed. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, you know, this is one bringing you this information, and they can give you information in this area. If you're looking into getting a home loan, whether you're refiing or, you know, looking at a home, you need to call MortgageMinuteGuy.com and talk to him or his professionals. It just depends on who answers the phone, really. But they can give you the information that you need in this area. The number is 866-288-0088, or you can go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. So before we got derailed by all these calls and stuff, we were talking about...
Hey,
what are they doing?
Free Talk Live is about the callers, right?
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting. No, I'm just kidding. So
what service?
We were talking about this thing that's going around, and for me, I got it through some email, and this is how they come with the, at least in the conservative realms, is oftentimes you'll get these emails. Maybe that happens with the Democrats. I don't tend to get those Democrat type emails.
And if you send this to your 10 more friends, mm-hmm. you'll get $1 million right away in your bank account.
Jesus will
right.
give you a big hug.
That's right.
But it's that the claim that 11 states now have more people on welfare than they have employed. And this is coming around in a viral email, and this claim is way off base, way overblown. Now, it depends on how you define what welfare is. If welfare is any government money, then it's true. If you consider that, you know, some businesses that get a significant amount of business do business with the government, then, and you're talking about government employees, and you're talking about people on Social Security, which have paid in and are getting their money back, is the idea of Social Security, and people on unemployment insurance, and people getting welfare, and all these other folks, that's welfare, mm-hmm. then it's correct. But, it's just not correct.
That's not what most people are thinking of. That's not what when you say welfare.
Okay. When you say welfare, you're thinking about a relatively small segment of the population mm-hmm. who's getting, you know, some kind of welfare. I think that people also generalize welfare to mean, you know, WIC, which is
that's not welfare.
It's not the specific, like, I guess one program that, you know, is
like WIC,
most specifically welfare, but, you know, like, and food stamps,
right.
not exactly welfare, but okay. I think that it goes in sort of the greater welfare tent.
Yeah, I mean, like, WIC, I could almost believe those numbers, you know, I think that's out there.
The claim is here, let me read from factcheck.org, it says here that... 11 states have now have more people, this is the claim, that 11 states have more people on welfare than they have employed. All 11 of them have one thing in common. All of them have Democrat governors and Democrat-controlled legislatures.
Oh, now we know why it was on Michael's.
Surprise, surprise. 7 of those 11 states all voted for Obama.
Who's the Democrats?
So, you know, I mean, you know, it's going on here. The fact is that, from factcheck.org, on November the 25th, 2012.
Come on, they're run by liberals, the factcheck.org.
That's the claim, right? You know, it's always going to be. November 25th, 2012, Forbes.com published an article by William Baldwin, an investment strategies contributing writer, that asked, "Do I live in a death spiral state?" Baldwin's advice to readers was to avoid putting capital in financially troubled states where people were dependent on government, and that where those outnumber the people dependent on government outnumber those in the working sector. If your career takes you to Los Angeles or Chicago, don't buy a house. Rent, he wrote. If you have money in municipal bonds, clean up the portfolio, sell holdings from 6 states, and reinvest where you're less likely to get clipped. I have to say, I have no interest in holding municipal bonds from any state. I don't want to contribute to the funding of right. people.
Exactly.
You know,
yep.
I'm not saying that it's immoral to have these kind of investments, but it's just so icky. I'm not interested. I'd much rather buy gold and silver or bitcoins.
Even Amazon issued bonds recently. They were trying to finance some investment in the company. I have more faith in them than a state.
Oh, I would have bought those in a heartbeat. Yeah.
I like Amazon's business model. I don't like how they're basically trying to come to some agreement on an internet sales tax. I don't like that. Mm. I'm never going to like it. But yeah. I do understand how businesses have to operate in this particular this atmosphere that we currently have going on. I get where this guy's coming from, but I think that he's, you know, slicing the pie awfully thin when he says, well, don't invest in this place, or this place, you know, Maine or, you know, Alabama, but you should invest in Mississippi or Vermont. I mean, I don't know. None of that makes any sense to me. But I just wanted to make sure that people understood. Here it is the TANF, which is Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, and I guess that's what called a type of welfare, maybe. I'm not 100% sure. But, you know, I've never I don't know that much about welfare and the distribution methods for it. I would just prefer not to be under the rule of the government in this particular area. I mean, Florida is trying to give people urinalysis tests, or did at one point, for you know, receiving the money. Right. What they found out was...
It was way more expensive to give the tests out than it didn't save them any money, right?
It lost money. It was a money losing program. I understand why people are trying to thin the ranks of those taking welfare, by putting rules in place. But I think that in the process, they don't do a very good job of saying what it is that they think.
Nobody ever talks about corporate welfare either.
Right. Well, I think that welfare itself is disempowering. Yeah. I think that when you, when somebody gets free money that feels like an entitlement, that and then they can't work their way out of it, that it's difficult, that you're creating a situation where people are likely to have generations on welfare. And this has happened in America. They've tried to minimize it over time, and they've done a reasonably good job of it.
If you look at Native American reservations, the government corralled them there, took their land, and basically really screwed them over, and then said, oh yeah, we'll give you some welfare, and then people become dependent on it.
Yeah.
They can never be independent.
They get like
$600
a month. I mean, they're not getting anything fancy.
Horrible
there.
Alcoholism, poverty.
Right.
You know.
It destroys families. It destroys communities. And I think that that's the worst thing about it. Do I think that somebody has taken welfare and, that they've gotten their family back on their feet? Absolutely. But could that person have done it with, charities? What would happen? Do I think that somebody has lied and cheated to get welfare? Absolutely.
Sure.
Who wouldn't claim
that
that was true, too? I think that when you're talking about private charities dispensing charity to people, that you probably would have more efficiency in that area and fewer cheats. And that would be good for everybody.
Or how about we have the government not be kicking the lower rungs out of the ladder of success? It's hard to start your own business in America.
Yeah.
It's hard to get out of poverty because there's just so much holding people down, and that comes from the state.
Right. The state makes it difficult for you to start your own business and make some money, and then gives you money. What's the Harry Brown saying? They break your leg and then hand
you
a crutch.
Yep.
And then tell you, what would you do without us?
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Anyway, we're gonna talk a story about a newspaper in Mississippi ran a story about gay marriage, and it was a big hullabaloo. 855 453 Free Talk Live. Your calls are welcome.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1, or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
With over 1 million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running, and no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Granger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Granger.com/Fluke today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You know, this is the final segment of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
We can likely squeeze your call in if you make it right now at 855-450-FREE. I want to tell you about shop.freetalklive.com. You know, yesterday's show of Free Talk Live, we discussed the flag, you know, sort of... The admiration, the almost religious fervor that people have around the flag.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about military service and, you know, hopefully some of the positives and the negatives and the things that people tend to think about the state and the ways that they think about it. And this is, you know, we on Free Talk Live hopefully are saying the truth. If I'm not speaking the truth, you're welcome to give me a call at 855-450-FREE and tell me how I'm wrong. I hope that I can hear you. Some ways of telling people are better than others, but I can't hide on Free Talk Live. I take all the callers. I can't hide from you like so many other talk show hosts do. What that has resulted in is that my opinion's changed over time. And it has to because, well, you know, you have to take these callers and you have to speak to them. And if you're trying to be fair and honest about it, you know, you may come to a different conclusion. What it makes difficult is finding advertisers. The fact is that, you know, it's
you're just being honest.
It's the fact of the matter is that although we're on 110 radio stations across the country, two XM channels, we can drive off some of the bigger names because it's safer to go elsewhere to do your advertising. It may cost more, but it's safer.
Those darn principles.
And what we're funded by is to some extent from the ground up, from people doing their shopping online by going through some of our links at shop.freetalklive.com, and we get a little spiff there if you do Amazon or Newegg, and you're getting the same prices, the same service, the same shipping, the same everything that you normally would get. We just get a little spiff. Please use it. It makes it makes doing. I audaciously think that Free Talk Live is the single best means of doing liberty outreach available to you today. And you can help that in some little way by bookmarking the links there at shop.freetalklive.com and using them. So, what's this newspaper story out of Mississippi?
Yeah, so this is from Yahoo News. A Mississippi newspaper owner is defending themselves after running a gay marriage cover story. Now, being from being the effete liberal that I am from New England, this doesn't strike me as anything out of the ordinary, but apparently it's a huge deal in this town in rural Mississippi. A newspaper basically ran a story about a lesbian couple who got married. They, like, you know, had a wedding ceremony and exchanged vows, and there was a subtext to it, which was that one of the women had brain cancer, and she probably, you know, most types of brain tumors are very aggressive. People don't live very long. I mean, look at what happened to Ted Kennedy. You know, he was dead pretty much within a year.
Okay.
So this is like a really deadly disease, and they wanted to get married, you know, before she died. And they say they don't know what's going to happen, but they're in love. And there was a quote from one of them saying, "Love is love; it knows no gender." And it sparked a huge backlash, apparently. And this, by the way, this state doesn't. Apparently, it's not legal in Mississippi. Gay marriage is not legal.
I would think that.
So they had a wedding ceremony, I guess. So that would mean they would have to be privately married, right? Like they just had a ceremony, exchanged vows, and so forth. But people were pissed.
That the newspaper ran the story?
Yeah, the newspaper.
Well, they're mad at the private ceremony?
Apparently, that it's on the front page of the newspaper, that it's in their faces. The comments that the newspaper editor was receiving were, like, people were desubscribing from the newspaper. There were also people saying that they didn't want their kids to see it. And the newspaper editor replied, "Look, we have stories about murderers, child molesters, all kinds of evil, heinous crimes, but this is what you don't want your children's to read? Children's. Children. Mm-hmm. You don't want your children to read about a couple who's in love?"
Yeah, I mean, you know, to some extent, this is good news, you know, to some extent. And you know, I think what the newspaper editor here was saying that, you know, there was this intense reaction to this gay marriage story. And it was a front cover story.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas, you know, no reaction to all these other heinous, horrible things that have happened in this town that have been reported in this newspaper. And that, you know, like he just felt that. That this was, you know, ridiculous. That people, really, you're going to unsubscribe from my newspaper because I put a story about a couple that got married and, you know, that they're dealing with hardships in all different forms because those two people are of the same gender? I hope. Because this guy really wrote a really you know, great response. I hope that these people felt some level of shame, but I
actually
don't know if
they do. I don't know if I like the response too much, because the response from the newspaper editor, as I understood it, he said, let me just read you a little quote. "I took the bulk of the irate phone calls from people who called the paper to complain. Most of the complaints seemed to revolve around the headline, 'Historic Wedding,' and the fact that we chose to put the story on the front page. My answer to the 'Historic Wedding' headline is pretty simple. If you don't have to like something for it to be historic." And then he goes on to say, "We didn't say it was a good thing or a bad thing. We just put it on the front page. And we never said it was an abomination." Like, people were saying, "Oh, it's an abomination against God." And he replied, "We never said it was, and we never said it wasn't." So he's really not taking a position very strongly in support of these ladies.
Well, he's not supposed to. He's a newspaperman. He's supposed to report stories. And I like that. I like his response here when he says, "The Holocaust, bombing of Pearl Harbor, and the Black Sox scandal are all historic. In no way am I comparing the downtown wedding of two females to any of these events, even though some of you made it quite clear you think gay marriage is much worse." You know, I mean, wow, that commentary in and of itself does speak to where he's at to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at one point I was against gay marriage. I said, look, you know, we got a definition of what marriage is. Marriage is between one man and one woman. That's what it's been. That's what it should always be. If you want to live together, maybe we can come up with some other term for that and whatever. But at one point I heard Lionel, who's a talk show host, he said, you know, this rhetorical document, the Declaration of Independence, says the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What does that mean? That's the government's role. And it's supposed to protect the right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So I said, okay, You know, for me, that's fine. You know, and, you know, once you have, okay, it's pointed out to me, these are the rhetorical documents upon which the nation is founded. It says right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'm convinced. Because that's
all what convinced you?
Yeah. You like, you know, different people are different, right? Like, you don't have to come to me from, you don't, hopefully you don't have to come to me on an emotional level. I can talk to you about things from, you know, the standpoint of ideas. I don't think a lot of people work that way. I think that that emotion sells. That's what I've been told in the advertising world anyway.
The way that you were saying that you were opposed to it, that sounds pretty emotional to me.
What?
I don't know. It didn't sound like it was based on...
Marriage is a word defined by something?
Yeah, that, oh, it, well, that's the way it's always been, and that's the way it should always be.
That's not emotional. I mean, a word means what a word means.
You're appealing to historicity, is that...
Historicity? Historicity with words is really important. Yeah. I can't change the definition of a word right here on the radio. You know, I mean, I can't change your name right now, so, I mean, you know.
You changed your own name to Big Daddy Rhino Schwanz a couple months ago.
That's right, and I think...
And you're very offended when people don't call you that. Very offended.
You know what really scares me about this is the pure, I'm not saying papers do this or that they do it well, but the pure purpose of a newspaper is to keep the populace informed, and clearly there's a bunch of people getting mad, writing in, that don't want to be informed. And that's scary. That's is that voluntary stupidity?
Well, I think that what they would say to that is that, look, this doesn't affect my life and that you're pushing an agenda. However, neither does the killing on the other side of town.
Right.
I stopped watching local news for a while, and then I don't watch it at all, because all it is catastrophe after human tragedy after human tragedy after human tragedy. I don't need to see this stuff. It doesn't change my life. You know, especially here where the local news will cover a tri-state area, you know.
Sure.
It doesn't matter to me what kind of bad thing has happened in Manchester, New Hampshire, or Boston, or, you know, what building caught fire or anything like that. Those things just don't matter to me in my life, and I don't need to see them. So I can see why somebody would be being myopic to say that one story affected them and another didn't.
But it sounds like if these people that called that or that wrote in and complained, that if they ran that newspaper, they would tell their journalists, "I need you to defend me from all evil." You know what I mean? I need you to keep me blind to what's going on. That, I mean, at base level, that's what it sounds like.
You know, there's definitely news agencies that out there that will provide you with the agenda that you want to have.
Sure, sure.
You know,
what an agenda. Equality.
Yeah.
To be treated like everyone else.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not going to claim for a second that Free Talk Live doesn't have its own agenda. I think that that's 100% true. But the difference is you can call in 7 nights a week from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time, and you can hold our feet to the fire.
Here, here.
You can tell us how we're wrong, and... Look, if you don't get it right the first night, call in again. Hammer your point home. Show me where I'm wrong. It's been Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And check out Free Talk Live. In the meantime, you can upload stories and stuff there at freetalklive.com.
You have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about. Think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.